Esther Purvis Smith stars in Dallas, Calgary.
Another day, another dollar. Another day of grace. I've been back on duty for 15 days since my suspension, and my conscience is clear. I haven't been yelled at more than a couple of times. I haven't done anything too stupid, and my things are neat and tidy. I am behaving in such a manner as befits the uniform. I'm filing reports and answering the phone. How could a guy go wrong?
Good morning, DJ.
DJ for desk jockey.
Good morning, Sergeant.
I'm polite, obedient, compliant, and I'm bored out of my bloody mind. My suspension was way more interesting. I get tomorrow off. Detective Donaldson and I are going fishing on the Bow River. Can't wait.
Bailey!
Yes, sir?
A word with you in my office.
Certainly, sir. Sir?
Relax, Bailey.
Yes, sir.
Constable, you were suspended for police misbehavior, insubordination, and discreditable conduct. What do you have to say for yourself at present?
I'm trying very hard, sir, to comply with regulations and standards, sir.
Are you tired of answering the phone?
Oh, sir, to be sure, sir. One more day and I'll kill myself.
We're sending you back undercover.
Please, not the stroll again, please.
There's a big oil convention going on at the Palace Hotel this week. A lot of dignitaries, VIPs, you know, big shots.
Calgary hosts the world. I stand ready to receive your instructions, sir.
Well, there's been a rash of room thefts going on there, too. The hotel manager believes it's one of the staff, and he wants the thief caught before the situation becomes an embarrassment. It's a delicate matter, and he wants to keep it that way. No uniforms, no big noises. Do you follow me, Bailey?
I think so, sir. What's my cover?
Chambermaid.
A chambermaid, sir? You mean an actual chambermaid?
That's precisely what I mean.
So when do I start, sir?
Tomorrow morning. You'll be working with the chief of security. Any questions?
It's my day off tomorrow, sir.
What's your point?
Nothing, sir.
Good luck, Constable.
Thank you, sir.
He's grinning. I can feel it through the door. He's grinning like a fox. The Palace Hotel. One of the oldest in Calgary. A sandstone monolith cut from the mountains, now standing bold against the prairie sky with balconies. Dennis, you're a poet. But not a very good one.
How may I direct you, ma'am? I'm the concierge. You can call me Tony.
I'm Constable Bailey.
Blew that one.
I'm here to see the chief of security.
That would be Mr. Flynn. Would you like me to page him?
He's expecting me.
His office is on the mezzanine, room 234.
Thank you.
Really smart. Really smart. A chambermaid. I could kill him.
It's open.
Mr. Flynn? Constable Tanis Bailey.
Ah, yes, Constable. I've been expecting you. Come on in.
Thank you.
Have a seat there.
Thanks. So, you have a thief in the house, huh?
That's right.
Someone on staff, you believe?
Oh, I think I know who it is, Constable. Can't prove it is all. She's a chambermaid, a Filipino named Mrs. Andigo. About 45, recent to Canada. Can't keep her hands off things that twinkle.
How do you know it's her, Mr. Flynn?
I have my sources, Constable, and I'm sure you appreciate the need in some instances for restricted information.
I guess I don't rate. Okay, so what do you have in mind?
Well, I don't have the time to deal with this at all, Constable. The convention has totally consumed me. Ball's in your court. I want her caught as quickly as you can, and quietly removed. I don't even care to see her. Am I being too brusque?
This is a big hotel, sir. I know you have a lot of responsibilities. Where do I get a uniform?
Big fish, little pond, well illustrated. I'm glad to be going solo. It'll look good on my scorecard, too. And the quicker the better, I agree. Go get it.
Are you Mrs. Andigo?
Yes.
I'm Tanis. I'm new. They told me I'm supposed to tag along with you for a little while until I get my bearings.
Okay, that's fine.
How long have you been working here?
Only a month.
What's the best part?
I have a job in this country.
Nice lady. I hope it isn't her. So here's the strategy, such as it is. It's a real no-brainer. Mrs. Andigo and I are cleaning rooms together. I get the bathrooms. I'm the low guy on the totem pole. So what else is new? And what I've done is I've planted a wristwatch or a piece of jewelry or a bit of loose change somewhere in the suite. This is our fifth one today, and so far the suspect hasn't taken the bait. She's either choosy or wary of me or innocent.
Mr. Queen, Mr. Queen. Mr. Queen.
I'm finished out here, Donna's. You have the cart now, and I go get started on the next one.
Okay, Mrs. Antigo.
You're not very fast yet, Dennis.
No, ma'am.
But I'm thorough.
Housekeeping.
The next one is right across the hall. I can see it reflected in the mirror on the bathroom door. Mrs. Antigo goes in and starts to make up the bed. I hear the elevator land, and in a few seconds, a pretty lady with long red hair and sunglasses passes through the mirror and goes into the same suite.
I have to change. I'm in a hurry. Excuse me, Mom. I'll come back with some fresh towels right away. Just put them down there. Yes, Mom.
Mrs. Van Deagle leaves the suite, closes the door, and goes down to the next one.
Housekeeping.
I go out into the room and find that the pile of loonies are still in the ashtray where I put them, to the loon.
Where's the car, Donna?
It's coming, Mrs. Endigo. Mr. Flynn?
Empty. But now I hear voices coming from another room at the back of his office, the door partly open.
I've missed you too.
Hey, I'm a born snoop. Can't help it. Let's get into earshot, see what the big fish is up to.
An awful long flight.
It was eons long.
Poor baby.
Totally consumed, eh? Right. The chief of security at one of the biggest hotels in Calgary watches TV soaps to pass the time. Well, we all have our dirty little secrets, don't we?
I bought you a present.
A bracelet? It's gorgeous.
Read the inscription.
To Sugarfoot, love text.
Mr. Flynn!
Constable Bailey.
I'm sorry, door was open. Am I taking you away from something important?
No, not at all. Routine work. Do you have something to report?
Something I want to discuss.
Come and sit down. No, wait. I have a better idea. It's 5 o'clock. Can I buy you a cocktail?
Oh. Well, can I change first? I'd like to come right out and confront her, Mr. Flynn. I'm kind of known for my people skills, and if she is culpable, I bet I can get a confession and be done with it. I mean, she's not exactly a hardened criminal.
And if she lies to you?
I don't think she will.
But if she does, you've blown your cover, and nothing will have been accomplished. I want her caught red-handed.
Crime and punishment, huh?
You think I'm callous.
If there's a choice, I prefer the softer approach, that's all.
The new breed of cop.
I'm just being me.
I don't think we're hitting it off somehow. Do you sense that too, Constable?
I don't think you want me here.
And I don't think you want to be here.
Touché. What's your point?
Constable, it was the manager's idea to bring you in. I would have been tickled pink to catch the crook myself. But he seems to think my greater duty is babysitting the VIPs. And I'll be honest with you. I'm bored to death with just about every aspect of this job. It's turning me into a sloth and a grump, not to be viewed by someone as keen as you, and I apologize for the bad impression. There, I spilled my guts.
So why don't you resign your post?
I'm going to. As soon as I put the money together, I'm going to start up my own detective agency. Want to be my partner?
Can I wear a trench coat?
You can wear whatever you want to. Would you like to have dinner with me tonight?
I don't know if that'd be very smart.
Why not? No rest for the wicked. Excuse me.
Sure.
Flynn here. Double Jack Daniels, straight up.
Certainly, sir.
Texas oil men. Do they all look alike, or do I just watch too much TV?
Hi. You missed my set.
That meeting with the Arabs went overtime. We have to talk.
What's the matter? Why the suitcase?
You won't believe this, darling.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
I'll be up in the room.
Good performance, Laura.
Thanks, Mr. Flynn.
That was Tony, the concierge. There's been another theft. An expensive jade bracelet from the fourth floor.
Which room?
401.
Mrs. Andigo cleaned that one by herself.
I think it's time someone broke into her locker, don't you?
I believe I'd need a warrant for that.
By the book and nothing but the book, huh? I had you pegged as a maverick. Guess I was wrong.
Hit me where it hurts, why don't you?
Would you like a crowbar?
No, thanks.
I'll be around if you need me.
I was an Air Force brat. Lived all over the place, no close friends. Lots of time on my hands to play with my pocket knife. Open wide, Mr. Locke. Say, ah. Uniform, sweater, work shoes, some hand lotion, and a Filipino romance novel. Check pockets, check shoes. Jade bracelet. How convenient.
Who is it?
Bother you. I'm Constable Tanis Bailey. Could I come in and talk to you for a minute, please?
What is it? What do you want?
You reported a theft, sir.
No, I didn't.
What's going on?
It's the red-haired woman, but...
Meet Constable Bailey. Did you report something stolen?
No.
Is this yours, ma'am?
The bracelet you gave me.
How did you get that?
I won't divulge that right now, sir. We still haven't apprehended the culprit, and I need to keep this for a while for evidence. May I?
Certainly.
What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Bennett.
And you are, sir?
Mr. Bennett. James Richard.
From where, sir?
Dallas. Texas.
You're here for the oil convention.
Why else would I be here? And furthermore, what kind of town has this turned into? What happened to its credo of friendliness, its northwestern goodwill?
No, sir, I agree. This isn't a nice thing to have happened to a visitor.
It's the tip of the iceberg, Bailey.
What do you mean by that, sir?
James, darling... is there anything else you need from us right now, Constable?
Not for the moment, ma'am. I'll run this through my office and be back in the morning with some paperwork. If you find anything else missing, please make a note of it.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir?
Darling.
Never mind.
Good night, then.
Who reported this theft? Is one of them lying for some reason? Could Mrs. Antigua have reported it herself? Two Sugarfoot love texts. What bell is that ringing?
How may I direct you, Constable?
Tony, who was it reported that missing bracelet to you a while ago?
Beg your pardon?
Missing bracelet, fourth floor?
Not across my desk, Constable.
Are you sure?
They pay me to be sure.
Do you know where Mr. Flynn is?
Of course.
Could you tell him I went home and tell him I'll be back in the morning to wrap this thing up? He'll know.
You can count on me, Constable.
Thanks.
Ding dong. Something stinketh in the palace. Two Sugarfoot love texts.
Mr. Flynn?
Nobody here. How far has he gone? Cup of coffee on the desk, still hot. Have to chance it. Surveillance room locked. Hurry! Bank monitors on lobby, lounge, basement, staff room, hallways, exits, arcade. I'd have to be here somewhere. How do you switch the screens? How come nobody taught me this stuff at school? I bet Donaldson could sit right down here and...
Really do care about you, Sugarfoot.
I know you do, Ted.
Bingo.
Maybe this is my wake-up call. I mean, it's not like I got a marriage made in heaven.
And I don't think you should take any chances on me or otherwise. I think you should sacrifice your $100,000 and insure your prospects. I mean, it's not like you can't afford it.
I should have called the chief of security as soon as I got the blackmail note.
I have to get back to the lounge before I get fired. See you later.
Don't forget the wig.
Oops. Catch.
Who's doing this to me?
Good question, Mr. B. Rewind. It's a fisheye lens. You can see the whole suite. The camera is probably in the light fixture on the ceiling with the mic attached. Roll it back to the start of the tape, fast forward, and stop it right there.
Yeah. Poor babe.
The juicy part from this morning.
I bought you a present.
A bracelet. It's gorgeous.
And into bed they go. Fast forward. Okay, stop. What's this? Mrs. Andigo enters the suite and starts to make the bed. There's a sound at the door, and the red-haired woman enters.
Excuse me, Mom. I'll come back with...
Mrs. Andigo leaves the suite. The woman takes an envelope from her bag and places it on the bed. She takes off her sunglasses and her wig and her bracelet and goes into the bathroom and turns on the shower. Laura Kay. Mrs. Andigo re-enters with towels and puts them on a chair. She crosses the room, reaches to the drapes, and checks the lock on the balcony door. Reverse. She checks the lock on the balcony door. Now she sees the bracelet on the bureau. She grabs it and exits. Fast forward. Laura Kay comes out of the bathroom, dresses, and exits. She doesn't notice the bracelet is gone. Mr. Bennett enters the suite and finds the envelope. He opens it and removes three photos and a letter. He gawks at the photos, he reads the letter, then he exits the suite. He returns with a suitcase. He puts it on the bed, he paces the room, he stares off the balcony between the drapes. Laura Kay returns, hit the volume.
You look pale.
Read this, Sugarfoot.
Dear Mr. Bennett, we hope you're having a wonderful time up here. When your wife knows what we know, things won't be so rosy, though, will they? We want $100,000 in exchange for our silence. Go get the money and be in your room at 9 o'clock tonight for further instructions. And don't call the cops. We're watching. My God!
And look at these.
He hands her the photographs.
Kissing at the airport. Kissing in the cab. Kissing in the hallway at the door to our room.
I'm screwed.
Who could that be?
I don't know, but I wish I had my gun.
Wait till I get my wig on.
Who is this?
Police, sir. Sorry to bother you.
Bingo. Yikes! No place to hide. Eject and get out of here.
Constable Bailey.
Hi, Mr. Flynn. You left your door open. I was just coming by to tell you that my evening date had been canceled and that I'd be happy, therefore, to take you up on your dinner invitation from before. And I was just looking for a piece of paper to write you a note on.
What are you hiding behind your back there, Constable?
It's, what do you call it?
A surveillance tape?
Yes, Mr. Flynn. That's what it is. And you know, and I know, what's on this tape.
Who put you up to this?
What do you mean?
Was it the concierge? That little snake knows everything around here. And I know what you're thinking, Bailey, but that tape isn't contraband. I'm not making duplicates. I'm not in the market. I'm not in it for that. It's personal.
Damn it, Flynn. Now you be honest with me or I'll get violent. Did you bug room 401 in order to blackmail J.R. Bennett?
Who the hell is J.R. Bennett?
He's the man on the tape with Laura Kay.
Ah, you mean Tex. No, I did not.
Are you trying to tell me you made this tape just to look at?
Constable, Laura Kay has sung here several times in the past, and I've occasionally asked her out, and she's always refused me. But she teases me, you know, with my plain desire for her, and it's made me sort of frustrated. Are you disappointed in me?
What you've done is illegal, and I'm disgusted.
Dumb question.
Hold out your wrist, Mr. Flynn.
Be gentle.
I cuff him to his desk and I leave the videotape nearby in his plain sight, and I know I'm taking a big chance.
Don't go anywhere.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
I go back into the surveillance room and I partly close the door, just enough so Flynn can still see me. Okay, regroup. Where is everybody? Monitors. The singer is in the lounge. The concierge is at his desk. The Texan paces his room. He looks at his watch. He stares at the suitcase on the bed. Runs his fingers through his hair. He's trying to figure out the rest of his life, and it isn't a soap opera. It's nearly 9 o'clock. His phone should ring any moment. And it occurs to me in a kind of dull flash that I should have called for backup. I'm in trouble again. Here we go. Answer it, answer it.
Hello.
Tony's on the phone, too.
Yes. Yes. I understand.
Laura Kay glances at her wristwatch.
All right. Bastards.
And there goes Tony. Bennett heaves a sigh, puts on his cowboy hat, and goes to the door. He shuts off the light, and I can't see a damn thing. I look back over my shoulder into the outer office, and Flynn is gone, just as I hoped he'd be. He's picked the locks on the cuff. I could do it in my sleep. And he's also taken the tape. So far, so good. Where is everybody? Bennett enters the lounge. Laura finishes her set and goes to him. And the lights in the suite come back on. Guess who? It's Tony. He goes to the bed, but the suitcase is gone. And he exits. 2 weeks at a desk. I've lost some shape. Come on, push it. I'm standing on the balcony in room 401. These old hotels that you find on the prairies, they were built at the turn of the century after European styles, where some of the rooms have adjoining doors and others adjoining balconies. The doors they've kept, but the balconies, no, they've all been reconstructed. Where once there was one long balcony between separate suites, you'll now find two of them, about 6 feet apart. For security reasons, right. I know how Flynn did it, and I know where he is right now. Don't look down, Ace. The balcony door in room 402 is partly open, and so are the drapes. The suite is dark except for the light from the television screen, which spills over the bed where Flynn is counting the money from out of the suitcase.
598. Requesting backup.
That part will do.
Watch your head, Mr. Flynn.
You don't have anything on me, Bailey.
I have Mrs. Andigo.
You cocky little...
Is that man secured?
Yes, sir, he is.
Why didn't you phone for some backup hours ago, Bailey?
Everything happened so quickly, sir, and I didn't want to make any extra noise, sir. Like you said, I shouldn't, sir.
We'll go over all this tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. This interview is being taped. Present in the room is Staff Sergeant Mann, Detective Donaldson, and Constable Bailey. State your name, please.
Laura Kay.
Miss Kay, were you involved in a plot to blackmail Mr. James Richard Bennett from Dallas, Texas?
Of course not. I love him.
You were seen putting the blackmail note on the bed in his hotel room. There's a witness, a chambermaid.
I didn't know what was in that letter.
I don't believe you, Laura.
Ask the concierge. He knows. I was just walking through the lobby, and when I went by his desk, he handed it to me. And he said, this is for your husband, and could I please pass it on?
Why were you pretending to be Bennett's wife?
I performed with the Young Canadians. I was a Stampeder cheerleader, for God's sakes.
Out of shame? Oh, please.
So arrest me for it.
Stay tuned to this channel, Laura. Are you the concierge at the Palace Hotel, Tony?
Yes, I am.
Were you involved in the plot with Laura Kay to blackmail Mr. James Richard Bennett from Dallas, Texas?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you know that room 401 had been bugged for that weekend by Mr. Flynn?
I want to see a lawyer.
You'll need one, Tony. Mrs. Andigo, have you ever stolen anything from the Palace Hotel during your time of employment there?
Yes, Dennis. A few things. We had to.
Who is we, Mrs. Andigo?
The three of us here from the Philippines who are working as chambermaids.
What do you mean, had to?
We steal things for the concierge.
Why do you do that?
Because he know we not legal as immigrants in his country, and he says he'll tell the authorities on us if we don't steal for him.
Tell everyone here what you told me over coffee at your home, Mrs. Andigo.
I had never stole nothing in my whole life before this time, and I become very angry with myself. But I didn't know how to get free from it. Then just before the past weekend, I was having a cigarette in the barcade, and I overhear the concierge on the lounge singer planning to blackmail a man from Texas. And I saw my chance for revenge. So I went to the chief of security, and I told him what I had heard in the barcade. And then suddenly, I couldn't keep it all inside me anymore, and I broke down, and I told him everything that had been happening to me and my friends.
What did he say when you told him?
He just thanked me for coming forward.
And then?
And then the next day, he came to me, and he asked me to do a favor for him, as I was so happy he didn't tell the authorities on this. I would do any favor for him.
What was the favor he asked?
He asked me to make sure that the balcony doors were unlocked in room 401 on Saturday.
Did you do that for him?
Yes, Donis.
Was there anything else he asked of you?
He asked me to steal something of value from the room and bring it to him.
What did you steal?
A bracelet.
This one?
Yes, Donis.
Mrs. Andigo, did Mr. Flynn tell you why you should do these favors for him?
He said that I proved myself as a good person by coming forward, and he wanted me to help him catch the people who were trying to blackmail the man from Texas. And he said I didn't need to know how he was going to do it.
You are a good person, Mrs. Andigo. During my second interview with Laura Kay, she buckles under the pressure. It's a soap opera. She's been having a fling with Bennett for a few years, whenever he comes to town. He probably has a girl in every port, you know. Anyway, she confides with Tony, her new lover, that it's over between the Texan and her, and together they get a big brainwave. The trial's gonna be interesting. Flynn's pleading innocent to all the charges, including theft, invasion of privacy, and the obstruction of a police investigation. He's claiming he thwarted the blackmail plot and has a surveillance tape in his possession to prove it. Sacrificing the tape was a real big chance I took, but I had to. It was the lure I needed to get him to make his escape from the office. I hoped with the tape in his hands it would give him the impetus to go ahead with his scheme. And me? Well, I'm nervous about the trial, but I'm excited about it, too. And I'm getting lots of attention around the shop these days. I'll take it. And Staff Sergeant Mann has sort of congratulated me. He gave me a few days off, and I've gone fishing. I asked Donaldson to come along, but he coughed 6 times and said he had a cold. Okay, whatever. We all have our own little lives to work out. I like it just fine like this. Was that a bite? Who cares?
This has been Episode 3 of Bailey's Way by Gordon Pengilly. Entitled Dallas, Calgary, it starred Esther Purvis-Smith as Tanis Bailey. Appearing with her were David Lorraine as Sergeant Mann, Doug McLeod as Flynn, Pat Gomez as Mrs. Andigo, Doug McKeag as Tony, Bartley Bard as Bennett, and Darcy Dunlop as Laura Cade. Doug Curtis played the cop and the bartender. The music was in the hands of 4Score and 7, featuring Dave Hamilton, Phil Hall, Neil Bentley, Tom Moon, Ray McAndrew, Keith Flowen, and Miles Jackson. Technical operations and sound effects were conducted by Bob Doble. The program was produced and directed in our Calgary studios by Marty Fishman. I'm Bob Bolving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell, and our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan.